Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're just getting closer and closer to awesome movie season again as the holiday movies are going to be starting. Terminator Dark Fate comes out November 1st. That is not long.
So you said you saw the trailer for it finally.
Yes, I did. Looks good.
Doesn't it look great?
Linda Hamilton is just, I can't believe she's as fit as she is. I mean, she just looks kick-ass. Man. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was on the Graham Norton Show, which is a really fun show, British talk show guy, who's very famous in England. It's on BBC America. And when he was on there with Graham, he shared what the Terminator's been up to since we last saw him.
Well, in order to infiltrate and in order to be like, to blend in, I'm a drapery salesman.
Could you choose that? Could you go to be an electrician, a plumber, anything?
No, that's actually Jim Cameron's idea, but I then developed the character a little bit more and then improvised some of the lines that are very funny.
It is very funny. You will
adorable.
Love.
Adorable.
You will love.
Now more excited about this movie. I already was pretty pumped.
I do love it. I do love his improvisation because I mean, you know, I'll be back. I can just think, okay, Arnold knows Arnold, so I'm looking forward to see. It brings back just those great movies. We just don't see movies like that anymore with the cheesy lines. I mean, Arnold was a special iconic part of my life growing up in the action movie, sci-fi movie phase that he had.
Oh yeah, him and Stallone, man, they were the best. Although Arnold, I think, definitely had more of a fun vibe to him. Like Stallone was funny. Because he became a caricature of himself. I don't think he was intentionally trying to be funny a lot of those times. Whereas Schwarzenegger, it seems like he was also a caricature of himself, but he was aware of that, and he was having fun with it.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on the set during a filming of anything that has Arnold in it. I bet it's super entertaining.
I hope this movie's good.
It looks great.
I hope. Yeah, it does look great. And, you know, really, they've tried. And Cameron wasn't involved, I think, in the last two. So, it's great that he's back. It looks amazing. You know, it's given me the feeling I had when I saw T2, which was, at the time, what an amazing movie. I know you love T1 better, but...
T1 was the better film.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the minority, but it was the better. It was raw.
T1 was a raw, good film. You're right.
Which I loved about it.
But boy, oh boy, what we saw was CGI, and it was amazing, and it was just an action-packed movie.
T2, like, I'm not saying... Me saying I love T1 more does not mean that T2 was not incredible. I love T2. I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed that film, and it's a fantastic film from beginning to end, but I just enjoyed T1 more.
I don't know if you've heard this news, man. The Hollywood Reporter just did this story. And we thought already Jared Leto wasn't looking good because he was apparently not happy with the new Joker movie as far as the performance or whatever, and it should have been him maybe. Now we're doing more digging, and at least the Hollywood Reporter is. And according to them, they claim Jared Leto was so upset by Todd Phillips' new Joker movie that he allegedly attempted to have his people kill the project.
Ooh,
wow, how about that? That this great movie that we saw may not have been made if Jared Leto had his way.
That's not a good look on him if this is true.
No, it's not.
He seemed like a little baby.
He really is not coming off, like as a regular person, he's not coming off as a good guy. According to sources familiar with Leto's behavior, when the Oscar-winning actor learned of the Phillips project, he not only complained bitterly to his agents, according to the Hollywood Reporter, who also represents the Phillips, by the way, the agents, but asked his music manager, Irving Azoff to call the leader of Warner's parent company. The idea was to get Warner's to kill the Phillips film. How about this? So you both have the same agent, and you would think that would make you brothers. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't get in the way of somebody else who's in your agency, and yet...
You're talking about Hollywood actors. Yeah. That their egos are next level. I don't think they care about that.
Wow. Letter reportedly believed that CAA should have let him know about the Joker film sooner and subsequently fought harder for his own Joker project. So he thought his own agency should have said, hey, wait a second, our guy over here has a project and you should cancel this one.
It sounded like as if Joaquin Phoenix didn't do this movie, they were going to hand it to Jared Leto.
I got to tell you something, man. We've got agents, and I think our agent's really cool how he will not stand in the way of anybody just because, you know, that we're the same people, that represented by the same guy. He's like, look, they get to do what they want, and you just get by on your own merits. I'm not going to go in there and strong arm somebody.
Right. You're kind of putting that person in a weird spot.
Plus the agent then has to basically take a dump on his other client's thing.
Yeah, I guess he said to the agent, you've got to stop this.
Wow.
This is interesting to me, though. I would love a backstory documentary about this.
I guess the studio wasn't really initially on board with Todd Phillips' vision for the Joker, but they were also not happy with Leto's take on the character. In the final cut of Suicide Squad, Leto's Joker only got about 10 total minutes of screen time, which I did go see. Somebody sent me, I think it was Vicky, who sent me all of the Joker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was fine in it.
Yeah, it was okay. I think that Joaquin's Joker is better, and I think, of course, Heath Ledger's Joker is better. But, you know, with the 10 minutes of screen time, it's hard to really flesh that character out. But still, it was okay.
And it's funny because I remember watching Suicide Squad and thinking, man, it did him a disservice. I would like to have seen more of the Joker. But maybe the reason why we didn't see more of the Joker is because the other stuff that he did just was so red rotten, or they weren't feeling it, that they decided not to put it in the movie.
Like, looking back, he seemed like he wanted to go full-on Oscar mode in the Suicide Squad because he wouldn't socialize with any of the other actors.
Didn't he give them all, like, rats as gifts or something weird like that?
Sending really weird stuff in the mail, trying to get into the mind of, you know, the Joker, kind of like what Heath Ledger did. And if you look at all the cast pictures of the Suicide Squad, they were having a good time. They were tattooing each other. It just felt like more of a homey situation and more of a fun movie. And maybe Jared Leto shouldn't have been cast in a fun movie because he's an Oscar funsy pants guy.
Boy, it really makes you wonder if all that stuff that you're talking about, Vicky, made that movie bad in the second half. Like, you know, who knows with the production and everything? I have no idea. Like, who knows the state of people's minds when they were doing that second part?
It'd be fun if they did like a whole different version of the Joker. This one was all based on this guy who wasn't really being respected by people, right? For the most part, like he was a failed comic or something along those lines. What if this one, the Joker, became the Joker because he was just so heartbroken because he was dumped by Claire Danes in the original show that he was on, Jordan Catalano. Jordan Catalano is the Joker.
Wow. There we go.
He was the cool guy in high school.
Claire Danes created the Joker.
He was the cool guy. Everyone wanted to get with him.
Jeez.
And he gets dumped, and nobody likes him anymore.
That is a deep cut.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting he was on that show.
Was that My So-Called Life?
That's what
it
was.
Yeah.
That is a deep cut.
Damn.
I love My So-Called Life, and I always forget that Jared Leto was the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always forget that. Man. Yeah, well, it doesn't make him look good. It's just,
this is true. He looks And, you know, are we surprised on Hollywood that there's that much self-righteousness that they didn't go, you know what? If I can't be it, then shut this movie down.
Somebody needs to go to therapy is what somebody needs to do.
Hey, maybe he should stick with his band.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
I think his band's cool. And
all right.
He's in control of that.
All right, then, fine.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
I heard one song. It was all right.
Oh, man, they're freaking awesome.
Yeah,
I think that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
They have a couple good records.
Okay. Well, listen, he doesn't come off like an a-hole then if he's making good music and just, do the gigs the way they want him to. Yeah.
That'd be great. It's not going to... Joaquin Phoenix starts a side project with all the other 30 Seconds to Mars people, and the band becomes more successful.
He just takes over his life.
No. Yep. That would be funny.
15 Minutes to Jupiter, this new band.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Crushing it.
Wow, you got all the Mars guys. Yeah, we do. Except one. Ha ha! By the way, we do a big Joker spectacular on BJ Shea's Geek Nation. It was the Friday podcast.
Yeah,
so
we went deep.
If you want to go back to Friday and if you've seen the movie and you go, what the hell happened, or you really want an in-depth conversation, we break it down, baby. So it's the Friday edition of BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Get it on radio.com. Here's a new product that I think, you know what? The holidays are coming.
Mm-hmm.
This is what should be under every man's tree.
Okay.
Yes.
trying to think of what it would be.
Oh, you? I don't think you'll ever get this.
Is baseball it PG? Glove.
It's all right. It's PG, maybe slightly R. It depends on your idea in life.
Oh,
it still should be under every man's tree. Who doesn't need? I mean, every man needs this.
Lacy thong.
Close.
Oh,
you're in the right vicinity. Jesus.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses would not. Do you wear your sunglasses in your private parts?
No, I don't personally.
Okay,
I use those Groucho Marx ones.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, like those little fake parody ones.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, okay.
I remove the nose.
Oh, do you? Oh, so that's more like an elephant thing situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot. That's a lot you do for
that's
your friends and family.
A lot of process right here, man.
Yeah, it really is.
The things you do for love. The wife loves it.
I'm just having a vision that I didn't want to have this morning.
Well, my congratulations.
Bad. Yeah. I won't text you the pictures then.
But you know what, Steve? This will be great because actually it'll look pretty good. If you wear your Groucho Marx glasses on your action, you'll be able to test out this great new product called the Testacuzzi, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me?
Yes. The Testacuzzi is a mini jacuzzi for your boys. That's right, everybody. The Testacuzzi.
No, it's not.
Ah, feels good just as I'm soaking in it.
What does this look like, I wonder?
It probably looks like a little... There it is.
Wow, that looks very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
It looks like a little hot tub.
How big is it?
Well, I mean, that's a personal question, BJ.
I just assumed it would be something that you could that was portable, but do you actually sit on that?
No, I don't. I think it's tiny.
Okay.
It's a tiny, tiny seat.
It's teeny tiny.
It's a tiny seat. So basically, you're resting...
You're...
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not having any videos that... Oh, nope, there you go. Ooh, wow.
I think you can put your Johnson on that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see some apples in there.
Oh, they're little acorns.
Oh, they're acorns. Oh, okay.
Get it?
So that's how small it is.
I mean, this looks like a luxury hot tub if you don't see how small it is.
Yeah, it's
the hot tub.
So it's called a Testacuzzi, a mini jacuzzi for your boys. And the website says after a long bike trip, horseback riding, or accidentally getting hit in the groin by a ball or a kick, this is the perfect thing for you. Oh, I like how it's got a squirrel in there with his bag, and it says, hey.
For the nuts.
For the nuts, everybody.
I love in the video they used to demonstrate how it works. They used two little actual tea bags.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I love this because I'm reading the backstory. And it's like this started as a funny conversation with some friends, and then we finally said we should totally do this. The Testacuzzi was conceived in a conversation about dating, drinking, and random trends.
And lots and lots and lots of weed.
You could get the black one for $39.95. There's the white one for $39.95. Or you could get the Testacuzzi limited edition 14K gold plate one for $10,000.
There you go, BJ.
Let's get that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, only 50 of 50 left.
Wow.
Yeah.
All they got to do is just sell a couple of them. That's it, and they've made their money.
Since this is not a gag gift, it's an actual product, but if you want to buy it for a friend, we'll let you call it a gag gift for men.
Gag.
Wow. Yep, pre-orders now for $40. They're taking pre-orders right now.
Yeah, it's a Kickstarter thing.
And they're going to ship in early December.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That's a tough explanation to the wife ski, I think, if that shows up in the mail. I think she'll be like, go back to buying black t-shirts.
Yeah, so what's the ticket?
$40 for one of the non-14 karat gold ones.
Oh, wow. You go from 40 to 10,000. Okay. Wow. All right. $40. That's not a bad deal.
And if you order it now, the estimated delivery date is December 10th. Perfect for the holidays.
I think that, you know, every once in a while, you might have some action. And if that could actually reduce it, then for instance, if things are a little blue in your life, and that could actually help. Or like they said, you get hit in the boys or something, and you could just go just rest in the old Testacuzzi.
And it's battery powered for convenience and mobility.
Oh, I love that. How about
it actually does get the water bubbling.
Yeah. And I imagine it heats it up too. So it's a nice temperature.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever? I don't know.
Dip my boys in water?
Or just have warmth by that area?
Well, I mean, in a hot tub.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. How can I?
Here comes the overshare.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
I was told somebody used to go see professionals when they would do their workouts. And they said one thing this one professional did after the workout is they would get a nice, warm sort of face cloth. They would make it nice. So they would go heat up in the microwave or whatever. And as soon as a person was finished with the workout, this professional would take it and basically put it in the boys' area. And they said, they told me, they go, dude, nothing feels great. It's such an awesome, like, it seemed, you would never even think of doing it, but it's a great feeling in that area of the body. So that's why, for me, the testacuzzi makes sense, because I basically said to my wife, I said, hey, can we try this sometime where you'll have a nice hot towel ready for me?
So would you, how'd you sell that? Like, I heard that the escorts do this.
Yes.
Would you mind doing this for me, babe?
Yeah, I mean, she knows the person.
Can you give me the escort experience?
She thought it was really funny. I told her the person involved, and she goes, oh, that makes all the sense. Okay. I know that person. It's hysterical that they got this whole thing. And she said, sure. And she tried it one time, and I have to tell you.
It was awesome.
That warm cloth right when you're done with your workout is amazing. It really is amazing. So I wouldn't, to me, I would love to have the ball of the testacuzzi handy.
Someone says, just get a coffee mug and a long straw.
Yeah, right?
Good call.
Save you $40.
There you go.
Or if you get like a gold one, you're saving yourself $10,000.
That's a good point for getting a gold mug, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Is if you've never had that done, you could probably... that's why I'm thinking, man, I wouldn't mind doing the testacuzzi right after I finish my workout.
I do have to say, if I was rich as all hell, where $10,000 wasn't a massive dent in my wallet... I would get that just to say I got it.
Dude, that would make you the ultimate baller, because if people are in your house...
And they're like, what is this gold thing?
What is this? And you go, oh, that's...
I put my boys in that.
And they'd be like, what?
It's like, it's $10,000.
Yeah, see, that is the ultimate crazy rich person's purchase. You're absolutely right.
I don't know if I could get more crazy than that, actually.
No, I think you're right, dude. I expect Mike Tyson to have one of these.
Yeah, I don't think you could legitimately find something more ridiculous to buy for $10,000, because it even has the little logo on it.
That's yeah.
Testacuzzi.
$10,000 gold plated. You're right, dude. You know you've arrived and made it when you can have something that ridiculous in your house.
They have other stuff available. I was wondering, how sad is this? I'm like, I wonder if they sell t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And they do. They have a hat penis shirt.
Okay.
Because it happens.
Oh, happy. Okay.
Then another one just says balls with an exclamation point.
Yes!
I'm not buying that.
We should get all of them. Oh, they should all get show t-shirts.
Is that the Truck Nuts keychain?
They have a keychain that's the Truck Nuts.
Okay.
Then they also have keychains that has for your best friend, so you have matching ones. So it has it's a squirrel and the nut.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
And then mini dong ice molds, which I think might be the best thing on here.
Oh, yeah, mini dong ice molds.
So yep.
All right, then.
Oh, they also have little squirrels.
Oh, okay.
And a plush wiener.
I want both.
It's only $7.95.
What's the gold plated flesh wiener cost?
They're sold out on those.
Oh, man.
This is so insane.
That is. I can see Vicky having that plush wiener and you're not realizing what the hell it is until it's too late.
Oh, I know what it is.
I mean, really. You can see, oh, those cute little stuffed animals. Then you take a closer look. Is that stuffed animal actually a... It is.
And then they realize it's Vicky, so it makes sense.
Yeah. See, I like the ice mold one because you can make ice cubes.
Yeah.
And if you have like a party and you just don't tell anybody and you see how long it takes until somebody starts asking questions like, hey, what's up with your ice cubes?
Yeah. You're right, dude. You just have them all like in an ice container, and yeah, and next they'd be like, what?
You can pour some melted chocolate in there and make chocolate molds, yep, and then just decorate it and make it look like a cat. They're like, no, they're cats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Cats?
Yeah, I've seen people make cats out of
phallic penises? Shapes. Mm-hmm. Really? Cats?
Yep.
I'm trying to see it in this. I don't see it.
I don't see it in it either. You'll have to show me. All right, someday. Show me a cat that looks like a penis or vice versa.
Yeah, just Google penis cats.
Penis cats.
See how that works out for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll work out really well. Yeah.
I'm going to opt not to.
Yeah, don't do it. Well, we should go to online dating. We should start talking about that, don't you think? Because right now in online dating, there is a lie that will get you in the most trouble. What is it? I'm going to tell you at 8:17.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A lot of people were asked, okay, what lies would bother you the most when you finally meet the person that you've been, you know, looking at in the online dating profile? And so you meet them for the first time for a date. What lies would bother you the most when you finally meet them and, you know, what
they're actually not single. That would be bad.
Survey says.
Because, you know, Vicky, more so than I think any of us, has just been like the online dating kid.
Yeah, for
and
the last
you see,
9 years.
Yeah, so you see the claims everybody makes, like, you know, mm-hmm. how tall they are, how much they weigh, the picture they post of what they supposedly look like, all that stuff. And Vicky, what lie would bother you the most if you met somebody and you went, oh, wait, you're not what you said on your profile?
I think Steve is right on that one. They're actually in a relationship or married.
Yeah, that's happened to you.
Where either they took their ring off, you can kind of see the imprint, or...
Oh, that's awesome.
Like they have a tan line?
A little bit.
Oh, wedding ring tan subtle. Line.
One guy, his ring fell out of his pocket. It didn't click right away, and I was like, what the... Oh...
Nice. Did you help him find it? I hope he didn't lose it, because that'd be an awkward thing to go home to.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
My buddy was wrestling on Friday. He kept his wedding ring on in the middle of the match. It flew off. So everyone's got, like, after the match is done, we're all like, I'm like, why does everyone have their flashlights on? Like, oh, Chris lost his wedding ring. And then I saw him later. He goes, yeah, I lost my wedding ring in the match. I'm like, oh, good luck explaining that one. Likely story, you lost it in the ring.
Boy, that could have been, you could have hit you in the eye.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like on a super hard ring or what, but yeah, you're right.
Damn, dude. You got to take all that stuff off when you're wrestling. Come on.
Come on.
He's not like you. He doesn't have the rubber ring.
Or when you're going on a date, apparently. Keep it at home.
Well, that would probably just work. When wrestling or dating, make sure you take your wedding ring off.
And that's the thing. You've got to bring it with you, because if your significant other does find out you left your wedding ring at home while you went out there, they're going to be like, what were you doing? According to this, the big lie that bothers folks is that for men... that the person was a lot older than they claimed, or that they weighed a lot more than they claimed.
Yeah, I feel like on your dating profile picture, it should be an accurate representation. I don't have a problem with you putting out your best possible picture of you at your current state, but I don't think you should have a picture of you on a dating profile like a Tinder or something like that where it's maybe 15 years ago.
See, I was always paranoid when I was doing, because I got off Tinder, because Tinder is very much for... the hooking up, and I'm like, I'm getting older, I'm trying to do the relationship thing, and I was so paranoid that I would put a picture out with the best angle or whatever, and then have a guy like, oh, you don't look what I thought you did, so I would run it by my filter of dudes, and I'm like, look at these pictures, does this look like me? Like, be honest, if I am, like, sucking it in too much, if I'm tilting my head to a different angle.
Would this shock you if you saw this picture and then you saw me?
Yeah, so I had my panel of dudes, I'm like, look at these pictures and tell me which one's supposed. And they were pretty,
that's cool.
Pretty honest with me.
That was a pretty good idea.
I really, really, really hated that.
What's really interesting is that...
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
One of your guys.
Yeah, Simon, well, you know, Simon, he's
tough.
So that's the lie that bothers men the most, that you obviously are older than you are, and you weigh more than you claimed on your online profile.
Hey, one texter says, sometimes girls are really good at taking pictures and getting the right angles, and when you meet them, they look very little like their images suggest. I'm not shallow, but I've been deceived on a couple of occasions due to this, and it's bizarre.
Yeah, and the thing is, women, you know that men, for the most part, are visual. I think Vicky's got the right idea. You know, rather than try to make yourself look better than you do, just make yourself look like you. And then the person that's attracted to you will like you the way you look, and it's low maintenance. My wife was one of those people that actually took a horrible picture. It was like, when I first saw her picture, I was like, my God, she belongs with my best friend. They both look
out.
I thought she was homely. I really, really did. Mm-hmm. And then he brought it to the supermarket to introduce me, and I thought, oh, it'll be nice. You know, I mean, it seems like a nice, and then I met her, and I'm like, wow. I mean, she looked nothing like her picture for the positive. It was just like, whoa. Some men also don't like it if you're younger than you claim to be. That's also another complaint, which I wouldn't think would be a problem unless for some reason you really want a particular demographic. But that was on this list. If women are a lot younger than they claim to be in their profile, men get pissed at that.
Weird.
Yeah, very, very bizarre.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess if, like, you're someone that's in your 50s and all of a sudden you thought this person was like in their 30s and you're like, okay, I'm going still a lot younger. And then you meet them and they're like 22.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell do I have in common with you?
And there's a lot of difference between 22 and 30. I mean, the maturation in those years really is big.
And for all you know, that person that's 50 could have a 20-something-year-old daughter. And then it's like, he's like, you're the same age as my daughter. This could be a weird thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Also, for women, here's the thing. When it comes to being heavier than you are, not a problem. You know, that's the one thing that women don't care about.
I would imagine for women, it would probably be height. You
got it, Danny.
Yeah. That one texter even said, back when I did the online dating, and I had to tell women right away, hey, I'm 5'5". I got tired of women bailing when they found out that I'm a short guy. I'm short. I can't fix it, yo.
Yeah.
You could wear, like, Gene Simmons platform heels. That'd be amazing with, like, the demons on each foot.
Yeah. You just, you know.
I wouldn't creep out a woman on a first date at all.
See, Vicky, what are you, how tall are you, Vic?
5'1" and a half.
See, oh, so the 5'5" dude is.
Take all I can get, man.
The 5'5" dude is like, okay, I need the Vickys of the world. That's what I need. But Vicky, you go tall a lot.
I mean, it's not my fault. It just ends up happening.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone out with short guys, but it just, all my, for the exception of one dude, my actual relationships have been really tall dudes. Like, yeah. 6'1", 6'4". Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Women don't mind if the guys are taller than they claimed, which, of course, makes sense. Danny talked about height. It's only if you're shorter than you claim that women are.
I wonder who's lying about their height when they're actually taller than what they are. Unless, like, you're 7 foot. Maybe you're scared that that's going to scare someone else, so you say you're like 6'8".
That's a good question. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a really good question. Like, how tall is too tall for women? Like, if you go beyond 6 foot, is that getting to the point where women go, I don't want to be a part of that? Because I wouldn't think either. You're right, Steve. I wouldn't think. But maybe after 6'1", you don't want to tell people you're taller than that.
See, I think I'd want to be the most accurate of what I am. Unless you're looking to just get, like, hook up. And you don't care about deceiving someone because you're just trying to get some action and you're never going to plan on hanging out with them again. But if you're going on these dating sites to actually date and be in a relationship, even when Texture says, why would you ever want to start a relationship based on deception?
Yeah, and that's what people do.
But I mean, at some point that you're going to get busted for it. At some point, they're going to realize that you're not 5'5" or whatever it is. At some point, they're going to realize that you're not a billionaire or something stupid.
I think it's that put your best foot forward kind of a thing, and then it just gets twisted, because I think you should go on a date the way you're going to look after 3 years sitting on the couch in a sweatsuit. You know what I mean? Just look like that. Just look like, what will you look like when you wake up in the morning? That's how you should show up
just
for the
take
date.
Take a picture. You know, like sometimes you're about to take a picture, but it's in selfie mode. It's like a really unattractive visual of yourself.
Where you have 20 chins?
Yes, not that photo, and post that as your profile picture. Yeah. That person wants to be with you. All that, it's nothing but up after that.
Exactly.
You're not awesome. Wrong.
Set the bar low. I mean, that's how I look at it, rather than try to be better than you are.
See, I've seen so many girls, because I'm guessing for every one message a guy gets, a girl gets 30. Realistically.
Oh, on a dating site?
Yeah.
Oh, probably more than that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like some of these girls get, like, their ego inflated a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So they start demanding these things from a guy. It's like, honey, you work at a really crappy job, you have 3 kids, and you're not the cutest gal, and you're expecting a millionaire with, you know, 6 figures and the best of looks. He has to be model pretty. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, it's like the people who comment on, like, a girl's looks on social media. Like, a lot of times when we do, like, a rock girl picture or whatever, whatever it may be, and there's an attractive girl, and then you hear, like, you see somebody just completely ragging on them. You click on their profile, like,
wow.
Dude.
What are you doing?
Why?
Dude. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how people are.
I mean, yeah. There's no point to rag on anybody for that kind of thing, but it makes you look worse.
So I went on a date with a girl. I was waiting in my car for her to arrive at the restaurant, and I saw her get out of the car about 150 pounds heavier than the pictures on her profile. I ducked down and drove away. I have nothing against a woman with some curves, and I actually prefer it, but damn, you can't try and deceive people on your dating profile like that.
And you show up.
And then I bet some people would think of him as being the bad guy because he bailed on this date for being quote unquote shallow, but it's like he's also bailing on someone who decided to lie to him.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him bailing. It's better than him basically having to, you know, make her feel even worse by being in front of her. But what do you say when someone doesn't look anything like what that picture showed? What do they expect you to do? You sit down in front of them, and I would be like, are you sure you're the person? Because you don't look like the person I... Mm-hmm. What do you do? And you have to know that men are visual. You just can't deceive them. They know they are because they put down a picture that they know men will like, but then they show up and go, what, are we supposed to go okay?
I remember one time I knew some girl, it was back in the single days, and then we went on a date, but we hadn't seen each other like in forever. Like, I recently was single, and I was like, oh, we should go to a concert together. We like reconnected, and then she showed up and she looked nothing like a year or so before that.
Oh.
But she addressed it. She said, yeah, I'm a little bigger than I used to be. And we, like, she was laughing about it. I'm like, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it wasn't the time, the hanging out was fun. It was just like, okay, I mean, how do you explain that to somebody? I mean, at least it wasn't like she lied to me, it would have been weird if she was just like, hey, just so you know, I'm, you know, maybe about 100 pounds heavier than you remember me.
Yeah, I don't know what you would say about that.
I don't think there's anything to say.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I was glad that she addressed it. I don't want to say the elephant in the room, that's rude, but, like, I'm glad that she addressed it.
That would have been horrible, but I would have paid big money for you to go. Can we address the elephant in the room, please?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is you.
Because how do you say, like, oh, that would have been awful.
No?
Terrible.
That would have been awful. Too soon? Okay. That would have been so great. On Friday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
In Greek mythology, who fell in love with his shadow?
Shadow Man.
No.
Shadow Man.
No.
Is he Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Shadooey.
No. Hey, Mr. Shadooey. You know, this is where therapy and being diagnosed as a narcissist helped me get this right.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Because it was Narcissus. That was the guy. Yeah. Hey, you want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.